Hello, everybody. This is Vanessa Horn. Welcome to the Profit with Honor, class number two. I'm super excited about sharing the content with you today. We're going to cover the branding roadmap, and there's a lot of content to cover on our call today. So make sure you have a pen and paper and you take lots of notes. We also do have handouts that will be available after the training. And a checklist of everything that you see me cover today. We're going to make sure that you have the exact steps that you need to take, the exact checklist that you have. But what I'm going to cover today is how are we going to set up your purpose-driven brand? And this is going to be super powerful in helping you to bring in an endless stream of prospects. So I'm super excited. Everything we cover today will build upon everything that we did in our last call. So I'm going to go ahead and get the training started and take you right over to the slides, because I'm going to be walking you through some slides as well as navigating you on the web, primarily on Facebook, because we're going to be setting up all your Facebook advertising or your branding today. Thanks so much. Okay, here we go. Let's see here. I just want to make sure, just doing a due diligence check, that I have, if you can see this okay, will I just get a notation? Will someone just make a note in the box? Oh good, I see Giselle, I see Amy, Amy's note. Welcome. All right, you might want to go ahead and get your name. You can just type in hello, and that gets you set up with a temporary name, and that'll allow you to ask questions later on when I open up the call for questions. So setting it up now will actually help you set that up and be able to see it. So can you see my slides okay? Yes, looks like it. Okay, awesome. Well, welcome to class two of the Profit with Honor prospecting system. Today we're going to cover the branding roadmap. And why is this important? This is going to help you attract an endless stream of prospects. And what we're going to be setting up, every single part of what we're setting up, is automating the lead generation process to make your life easier. This is going to keep you having names on your list, people who are reaching out to you. This doesn't take away from you keeping your own list of people that you want to reach out to, but this is going to add to it. Oops, let me take this away. So, review from our previous classes. How you're showing up in the world would be the most magnetic part of you. Don't forget that. So, be fully you. That's what's going to attract people to say, I have to work with you. So, we touched on that very, very heavily. Don't forget that every single part of the connection process, this applies whether you're meeting somebody online, whether someone's reaching out to you, or whether you're talking to them in person. That power of connection is the most powerful tool that you have to help lead people through the process. Come from a heart of service, a heart of fully honoring others and being present to them in their world. This is what makes connection happen at a powerful level. How are you living? We talked about in the time management piece to really clean up what is a hell yeah or no. So are you doing that in your own calendar? Because if you're creating that hell yeah kind of life, it's magnetic. I can't tell you how many people who were just drawn to me because of the life that I was living, the leisure, the way that I'd set up my life. I wasn't stressed running around like a chicken with my head cut off and always stressed about money. I had a peace to my life, and that is part of that magnetic quality. And so you doing that in your life, always, always practice, what can I say no to and how can I only say yes to the hell yeses? So I did that even this past weekend. There was like, okay, wait, I'm saying yes to too much. And so I became really clear and started paring them down. And what can I say no to? Where can I delegate? Where can I get support where I don't have to be saying yes to it all? Tapping into the power of your purpose. We covered this in class one. This is what will help you to inspire others and have the right prospects reaching out to you because they connect with your story. You're going to see how that is such an important part of the branding piece that we're going to go into today. And then we remember what we talked about. How do you help others? This is how you're going to inspire them and give into their lives. So remember the pain island to pleasure island and you identifying how do you help people. So you're going to have a title. We're going to work with a title in this branding piece. It's not required. It is an optional piece, but I recommend getting a title that is, you know, business coach, a transformation coach, a nutritional specialist, a lifestyle expert. You're just going to see a couple of examples I'll go over today, but you're saying who helps, who do you help? You help entrepreneurs, you help corporate, you help people who stay-at-home moms, you help people who want that transformation to get to Pleasure Island without the pain that they're experiencing. We're going to go over that and see what it looks like in real life in this branding piece. So what are we doing today? We are launching your purpose-driven brand. This is so exciting. Just the transformation you're going to see that's going to take place in having people reach out to you. So what are we going to brand? We're branding you. We're branding you. Why do I recommend that we do it this way? Because we're building the asset of you, your name, your position in the market. This is how you're going to stand out from every single network marketer out there. Because otherwise, if we just do home-based business, doing a work from home, and we show someone a generic, you know, stock photo of somebody working on their computer, or worse yet, some of us, I've looked at our brand, of our websites, our Facebook pages. It doesn't look any different than anyone else's. We're branding our companies, which is nothing wrong with that, but this is so much more powerful to help you stand out from all the noise that's out there. This is also in alignment with your purpose. And the bottom line is that people buy people. They buy people. If they're going to join your company, if they're going to buy your products, particularly if they're going to join your company, they're going to connect with something about you personally. And here, it's super, super smart as a business. I'm teaching you how to be a savvy business owner, okay? Nobody's teaching this stuff in the network marketing industry. Are people doing it? Yes, but nobody's teaching it. I'm teaching it. One, from my own experience, this is what I did. This is what worked for me. And two, the smartest of the smart, those that are at the top of companies are doing this. They're just not teaching their downlines. Because I am not associated with a network marketing business building in the field anywhere. It is my objective to up-level this industry and really empower purpose-driven, principle-driven, mission-driven, heart-centered entrepreneurs, more of you to make it to the top of companies. And so the tools I'm equipping you with are how to do that in a savvy, savvy way. If you can't handle it, this is not the right course for you because I'm very, very straightforward. And I don't keep an allegiance necessarily to a company, which sometimes uplines can do that. I'm gonna shoot it to you straight with experience from across the industry. I work with dozens of companies, company owners. I know the landscape of this industry. I'm here to empower you to be best positioned to have the success that you want. This is a powerful industry, and most importantly, you are the powerful element that people are going to join. This allows you to build out multiple streams of income. I did this right away for my first company. I built out my brand, Networking Savvy. I built it out even though I was already at the top of this company, building on my way to the top. And you know what other additional income streams I was able to create from that? And I'm not saying this will be the case with you, but I'm just showing you this as an example of other ways you can expand your brand. By setting that up, I then got built connections with top leaders across other industries. You just stand out. You stand out. People take you more seriously. Was I having success in my company? Yes, that gave me credibility. But also the fact that here I had built this my own brand around my expertise. And it caused me to build relationships with others across the industry who hired me to coach their teams. Even though they knew I was a part of another company, they hired me to coach their teams. I was hired by network marketing companies to advise them on their compensation plans, to advise them on what their field training should be like. These were just the additional income streams that I was able to tap into as a result of branding myself. It's super, super powerful. It allows you to run ads if you ever want to in the future with Facebook. If you do not have a business page, you cannot run ads. I did not know that. I was like, well, why do I need a business page on Facebook? I'll just build up my personal brand. And meanwhile, I capped out at 5,000 friends and I cannot run ads on my personal page. I did not know. If I had to do it over again, I would have been building my business page all along. This helps you build security and protects you from the volatility of the industry and your company. This allows you to brand you. If you ever decide in 10 years down the road that you want to go a different direction, maybe you want to add something to your portfolio of what you're doing, you don't have people saying, wait, you're doing another company? Because you've branded you. This is around your purpose, the transformation you offer in other people's lives. Now, I want to go back to what we talked about in our last call, and how is your weekly activity sheet? I am going to refer to this constantly throughout the course because this is our measurement of how successful you are being along the process of how I can help you most, okay? So I want to know, put in the comments box, I would love to know, how many people do you have on a weekly basis? Okay, because this weekly activity sheet, the first column is the names of people that we're talking to about our business. I want feedback from you. How many names on a weekly basis are reaching out to you? Put it in the comments box. It's okay if it's zero. It's okay if it's one. If it's okay, if it's more than that, just put in how many, because this is going to be a measurement of what we're going to do over time in the course. You're going to see this number going up. If you implement these things, this is where you're going to see people reaching out to you. So in the comments box, write how many people are reaching out to you on a weekly basis on Facebook or Gmail or your email or through maybe you have a replicated site on your company. How many people are reaching out to you on a weekly basis? Okay, we're going to watch that number go up. The reason why we have these other columns right here is in essence because I'm going to teach you the process and we're going to line it up with your company of how we're walking them around the baseball diamond. We're piquing their interest. As you know, 80% of the sales happen after multiple exposures. So what we're doing is we're automating the exposure process so that you're having conversations with people who are ready to move forward in a certain way, people who are ready to talk about taking it further in your business. And so you're piquing interest, that's your primary job. Having them take a peek is first base, more information is second base. By using the tools I'm going to show you today, you're giving exposure to people on all these steps and you're basically going to have them at second base. And then you're going to find out, okay, where are they? Are they ready to get started or they want to order? And then do they want to build rank? Okay, so the idea is to have qualified leads coming in, qualified names that are on your weekly list who are coming in from your social media positioning in the marketplace. And this is what we're going to go over today. So I want to introduce you to a couple new concepts that I will mention over and over and over in the course, and that is baby steps. Taking imperfect action. So I have action sheets related to the content today, and I have you starting off at baby steps. And if you're ready to take advanced steps, you know, you can do that at your own pace. But I'm going to show you what you need at a bare minimum to take advantage of this automation, to take advantage of keeping it really simple of people reaching out to you and getting bookings from it. The other thing is front end. There's a distinction between front end and back end. So the front end is how you're getting people to reach out to you, and the back end is basically the process of how you're going to support that. That's where we bring in automation. That's where we bring in the process, and I'm going to show you how we're doing that. So the front end, these are those ways that I recommend that you get prospects that you're talking to on a regular basis. Speaking. And when we position you as an expert in the market, start thinking of ways that you're going to speak more on your particular expertise. So let's just say that you decided to brand yourself as a health coach. What we're going to talk about, and not in this class, but in our next class, we're going to go through, you know, where do we pull out those very powerful pieces of your story that you're going to make a process for others, that you can speak on that. And you might be deciding you're going to position yourself as a health coach or as an expert in health and wellness, and you're going to suggest a process of how people can better take care of themselves, and your product plugs into that process. It ends up being a very natural way of how people, how your product and your business fits into what is your overall philosophy about health and wellness. So you're going to be out there speaking. So for instance, for myself, I would call myself a home-based business expert, and I would go out and be speaking at local events. I would go out and speak at Mommy's Going Back to Work. I would go out and speak at chamber events. I would go out and speak in my community on how to choose a home-based business. How do you choose one amongst the noises in the industry, not get scammed if you're trying to bring in an additional income stream? So that became my expertise. And people always ask me, Vanessa, what company do you recommend? What do you recommend? And that's how I could point them to my company. But I was leading with my expertise, my story, my position in the marketplace. And that's why we're positioning it this way. Networking was the same thing. When I would go to networking events and stand up, I would position myself as the expert that I was. I wouldn't just say I was an independent consultant for such and such company, because I was more than that. I was going to give them an expertise. I would teach them things, and I could include that I was an independent consultant for this company because this company supported what was my mission and vision. And today what we're covering is the online piece. And all these things, these are all the front end, and the back end is what's going to support. I'll walk you through exactly what you need step by step by step. Okay, so for an endless stream of prospects, Facebook is a gold mine. A gold mine. That's how I found you. That's how I connected with you. People that I love and connect with, and we have similar missions, we're similarly minded. That's what happens whenever you position yourself correctly on Facebook. So what we're going to do today is, and several of you know this because you've already seen some of the others on in the group doing this, and you're wondering, okay, when do I get to it? What do I need to do in order to do this? Okay, so in essence, what's taking place is we are setting up your Facebook fan page. This is your banner. It's going to include your headshot, your title, that's optional, your transformation statement, and your domain name, okay? So I'm going to walk you through that piece of it today. Where are we going with that? You're going to invite friends to like your page, and it's going to start a curiosity. It's going to get people asking, oh, wait, what's going on? What is she doing? I wonder what she's doing. You're going to book your launch because, again, this is the launch of your purpose-driven business. So you get to book the launch of your business in a way that's in alignment with what you're up to, you tapping into a deeper source of why you're doing what you're doing. You're going to set up an event for your launch. You can do it on Facebook, and you're going to post to that event. So I'm going to walk you through exactly. We've already done this with Ingrid, and I'm going to show you just as an example of how we did that for her. So let's talk about your personal page on Facebook first. Your personal banner, what I recommend is that you capture your personality in your personal banner. Capture your personality. You can see here's another one. Oops, Why is that not showing? That's weird. Okay, I don't know why that's not showing. My current Facebook banner, but you're going to show your personality. I always recommend having something that captures what your domain name. I don't know why mine doesn't have it here. It's not showing VanessaHorn.com normally. But this is, you can capture your title. This is flexible, but it's capturing different parts of your life. I'll show you, let's see here. I'm going to show you share screen share and show you on okay, I think this works. If I go to, you can see here on my personal page, I want to make sure this is showing right. No, this isn't. This isn't showing right. Screen share. Okay, full screen. Cool. So if you come here, you can see on my personal page now, this I've got pictures of my family, my boys, and I still have my domain name. It shows people, hey, I'm just not putting up pictures. I'm putting up also, I'm a professional businesswoman. You want to have your title here. I just put a description so it's clear. I work with entrepreneurs and it links to my business page. Right here, you see it going to my business page, okay? On the business page, what do you want to have? You want to have your transformational statement. I help direct sales professionals. This is mine. Grow businesses of purpose, passion, and profit without losing their friends, family, or soul. So there's the pleasure. People who want profit, passion, and purpose in their business, but without, this is the pain part, without losing their friends, family, or soul. And have your domain name. Now, Facebook blocked VanessaHorn.com. Okay, and that could happen to you. It's completely, there's no customer service that you can contact. It's really arbitrary. So that's just one of the things that can happen with Facebook. So I have my networking savvy page here. But the way that you're going to set up a business page is you're going to come up to the right-hand side of the settings section on Facebook and you're going to create a page. I recommend doing public figure down here and setting up a business person. And setting up your name. This is where you're going to type in your name, okay? So right here, I have Vanessa Horn International, but you can just have your first and last name. Now, do not put your company name here. Okay, you can put your company name that you're independent distributor of a company in the description box, but don't put it right here because you can only change this one more time. Facebook keeps it very, very strict, so whatever you put as the name of the page, that's this part right here. This is the name, Vanessa Horn International. Whatever you put as your name, I recommend, like I had VanessaHorn.com before I switched it when they banned me, but I recommend your first name, last name.com as your business page or just your first and last name. Again, we're branding you. This you can only change one time. I recommend you put your business name. Now that's when you can press the button. This is to get started. Now you're going to have the flexibility. You can choose different industries, business services, personal coaching, education is what I put. You can choose different industries that align more with yours, maybe health and wellness, beauty, coaching. Business services. Business services is a good one that would apply to almost everybody who's on this call. Have your domain name on there. We're going to talk about that a little bit more here in a minute. And put in your transformational description. All this right here, you can change 1,000 times over. You have a lot of flexibility with this piece of it. You're only limited to the number of characters that Facebook will allow you. So you can see my and is the ampersand and the without, I couldn't write that out. I didn't have enough characters. Plus, you don't want it really long. You just want it long enough to capture the domain and a quick description so people know that they're in the right place, people who'd be interested. Now, this is a particular program I'm running here, but let me just give you a couple examples of other banners that I had. So I had Vanessa Horn, I had right here, leaders in the direct sales network marketing industry, because that way when people landed on my page, they knew they were in the right place. My right prospects, the people I work with, knew they were on the right page. Okay, so let's go back. Whoops, let's go back to the slides. Here's industry examples. Okay, I just got an invitation from somebody who, why is this doing this? I don't know why it's doing that. Here's an industry example of they're branding their name. Okay, here's their website, but if you go and look at their business page, it's the same thing. They're branding themselves. Okay, here are another example. Here's another example. Another example. Okay, there's countless people, top leaders in the industry, who are branding themselves on their Facebook page as well as on the internet. So here's a checklist of what you need for your fan page: a headshot, some of you got the bonus of getting a banner created. This is a few of you. Others, I recommend that you can go to Fiverr, Fiverr.com, Odesk, Elance. This is how designers you can get to create your banners. But what you need is a headshot. The title is optional. This is your title. Your transformational statement, how you help others. I recommend that be right on your banner and the web domain of yourname.com. And I'll walk you through how to get that with GoDaddy. But yourname.com or whatever you choose to use, you can have a business name, you know, sassyandsweet.com or yourhealthiestlife.com, whatever you want to do. And we need what is your website, okay? Where that's going to be pointing to. So here's a couple examples. Here's Ingrid. This is what she had before. This is what she has now. Have you struggled with feeling like success is for others, but you're ready to have it for yourself? I can help. Success and Money Breakthrough Coach. That's her title. That's her transformation statement. There's her name that's branding her, and there's her web domain. I'm going to show you in just a minute where that goes and how we're setting that up on the back end. This is the front end. Here's the Giselle's example. This is what it was before. This is what it is now. Do you desire a deep bond with your child and a lifestyle that supports what you value most? I'm here to help. So when she starts going out and branding and having conversations with people, and people say, what do? She can say, I'm a connection coach, parent-child connection coach. I help people get better connected with their children. If they want to start a business from home where they have the flexibility to be home with their kids, I do that. I help them make money. I help them. It's all centered around strengthening their relationship with their children. So she gets to position herself in the market that way. And she can go out and speak. I can think of countless places where Giselle can go out and speak on this subject based on her story and her experience, and have people coming up to her and saying, oh my gosh, I've got to talk to you. Okay, we're going to talk on the back end where we go with them. Here's Joanna's banner. She might be changing this out, but this is what we created. Look, before you couldn't tell that much about her. Who are these people? Is this family? Is this friends? Right? You can capture her personality here in this picture. That's cute. She's adorable. And here, esthetician, entrepreneur, and business coach. Are you ready to be free from fear so you can experience a life of fun? I can help. There's her transformation statement, her name, her title, and her domain. Your transformation statement is, again, pain island to pleasure island. How do you help people? How do you help people? Help them earn an additional income stream working from home? You help people get healthier lifestyles? You help people lose weight? You help people feel good on the inside and out through your beauty, hair, and business opportunity? Have that be super, super clear, but it's branded around what transformation they would have with you. If I spent time with you, what is going to be a takeaway that I'm going to have of my life being different because I heard you and your story. That's what you want to capture. Here's the example I showed you already on my own page. I want to make sure. Okay. So to secure your web domain, go to GoDaddy.com. Buy your name as a .com domain, like VanessaHorn.com. Don't get .org. That's usually not for profits. .net, it would be second best to .com. I suggest getting your name versus a business name. It allows you to build your brand over time. You can always change directions without being tied to a particular company or brand name. It's fine to buy a business name, but I really recommend build the brand around you. I don't know if 5-10 years down the road I'll be doing the same thing that I'm doing, but I definitely want to build a brand that is built around me and the transformation I can give to others. Now, here's the thing. You can always even sell your business if you set it up this way. And even if your name is on it, you can still license your name. So it doesn't have to be a business name. This is the beauty of doing business like this, is that you can set it up and you're really creating an asset over time. Buy.com, here's some tips. Buy.com at all costs, even if you have to do a variation of your name, including your middle initial or hyphen in case somebody else has bought it already. The next most desirable would be to get a .net. If you have a tough spelling of your name, I suggest buying the misspellings as well. For instance, networkingsavvy.com, people misspell it frequently with one V instead of two. Networking Savvy with one V, so I bought both. VanessaHorn.com, VanessaHorn.com with the E at the end of horn, without an E, the same thing. I have it pointing to the same place. You can have them pointing to the same website. Do not worry about all the extras that GoDaddy will offer you. Just buy your domain name. Once your website is up, either call GoDaddy or go to the domain manager yourself and forward it to your new website where you want it to go. I recommend forwarding with masking. All that means is at the top of the page, it will always say yourname.com instead of wherever you might have it pointing. Now, where can you have it pointed? Here's the thing. You can even have it pointed to your business page on Facebook. If you have nothing, at least have it pointed to your business page on Facebook. That means you're calling GoDaddy and you're saying, okay, point this to Facebook.com/VanessaHorn or whatever is your name, and it will forward there. Secondly, another option is that you can build a Weebly site. Okay, I don't recommend that that's your, like, you know, best out of the box solution for long term, but it's something great for right now, really quick. If you already have a replicated site from your company, fine, point it there. You can point it anywhere in the short term until we build out a very simple page for you that I'm going to show you what's important to have on it. Okay? Here's an example of whenever I had on networkingsavvy.com. This is what you have to have. You have to have your name and email that they can put in, because this is starting to gather your list. This is how you're going to communicate with these people over time. This is how anybody you interact with has a way of reaching you, and you can set up a strategy session. And I offer something for free that's a gift. You don't have to do that, but I recommend, you know, you start thinking about something that they can download or a video they can watch or something that is a gift for free in exchange for their name and email. You want that prominent. So I'm going to give you an example of what we did with Ingrid, okay? Whoops. So we went to GoDaddy.com and we had them forward this to a Weebly site that she set up all by herself, not hard, set this up, and this gives them a chance to fill out a strategy session so that they can have a breakthrough with her. And she has her story on here. Okay, by them reading this, they're going to resonate with her, and this gives them a chance to reach out to her. They can also resonate when they come to your page on Facebook. When they see your page on Facebook, they're going to ask you. I can't tell you how many messages I get on private message, people asking me about my business, what I do. This happened even whenever I was in network marketing, building in the field, because I would put stuff out there that was related to making, you know, things that were position me as an expert in the industry. I'm a business coach. I can help you make money working from home. I can help you choose a good company. I can help you know what to look for. I can help you lose weight. I can help you feel great inside and out. However you want to position yourself, this has people reaching out to you. I'm not going to go into all the Facebook tips on this call today because there's a lot of stuff that I see being done wrong on Facebook where people are blasting others, where people are putting up, I mean, they're forwarding other people's stuff instead of building their own brand. You want to create this right here. You want it to link to your name. And on this page, you want to give content that is related to your subject matter. This is content related to what do you position yourself in the marketplace. And even if you're downloading and then uploading again, content from other people's stuff, just don't keep forwarding, because what happens is those people are going to reach out to the people that you forwarded it from. You want to be a resource where people are coming in, reaching out, talking to you, knowing that you're an expert at what you do. You can build up your fan base over time. We're not going to go into all these extra little bonus things that you can do on Facebook. But for now, just know, setting yourself up like this, you're going to position yourself as a stronger expert in the industry and stand out from everybody else that's in the industry. Okay? So we want to have you set that up. Okay? So again, your checklist is your headshot, your title, your transformation statement, your web domain, and your website. Everything is going to lead to people having a strategy session with you. Everything. You're going to start putting quotes out there. You're going to start putting, over time, you might want to do videos. You might want to put up pictures. Have your web domain on there. And on your web domain is having people have a chance to have a strategy session with you. What are we going to do over time? You can relaunch your business today. You can relaunch the people on your team. I know several of you who are on this call, build your business by setting up parties. I'll tell you how I had an endless supply of parties, and I never really called up anybody and said, will you host a party for me? But I had endless parties by launching my own business, and I would say, hey, come and see what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And I would, anybody on my team, we would launch them, not just once. We would host a couple of launch parties because when people are excited about their business, that's the time to launch them. And here you have an opportunity because you're tapping into your purpose at a deeper level to relaunch your business. Just as we had the conversation with Ingrid going to Australia, and she said, okay, how do I get friends to book parties for me there? And I said, tell them you're relaunching your business. You've tapped into your purpose at a deeper level, and you're seeing how your fear of success in the past held you back, and you want to help people. And you edify the person that you're asking if they'll host a party for you, because you know that they're about, and you bring up what you know about them, what's their purpose, and then let's do something fun. And it allows you to relaunch and have more parties, having people set them up for you. Now, if you set this up this way, I will tell you, we want to keep track of your calendar. Okay? I want to know how many people are you talking to. You're still having conversations, but including in network marketing and even now as a coach, and both of those, I started off with a list of everybody that I knew, and I kept adding to that list. But what this made a difference was for me is that all of a sudden I was having conversations with people who were interested in talking to me. Every single day I go to my calendar and there are people who are booked on my calendar automatically who I'm talking to. And we'll go through baby steps and then advanced steps, but in essence, the funnel is you're going to set up your fan page, invite people to your page, book the date of your launch, set up your launch event. Now, what is your launch? Okay, this can be done several ways. It could be a Google Hangout. It could be done as a phone call. It could be done, maybe you're hosting a live event in your town and you're inviting people to come and hear about it. Maybe you're hosting it in your house, but record it. No matter what you do, record it. Invite everyone to it. And then you're going to record it, and that recording is going to go on your website. You will always have that recording. It allows people to get around that baseball diamond, as I mentioned. It allows them to get a peek, see what you're doing, what you're up to, and ask for more information. And you're going to, by inviting everyone to that, I'll tell you, when I launched my business, I sent invites to everyone. I didn't care what state, town, where they were. I sent them electronically, and you're going to do that via a Facebook invite. You're going to do it via an Evite. You're going to do it via snail mail if you want to. But I invited everyone, and it caused such a stir of people asking me, what are you up to? 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 What are you doing? And it allowed me to have this list right here filled with people that I was having conversations with, filled, because they were reaching out to me, and it allowed me to have that endless stream of prospects. That's what I want for you. Let me make sure I've covered everything. What do you want on your website? You want a place to capture their name and email. This is your greatest asset, even on Facebook. Even on Facebook, you guys, with 5,304 name likes, that does not matter to me as much as the names on my list, because Facebook could go away. Oh, can you still hear me? Can you still hear me? Facebook could go away, and I want to make sure, can you guys still hear me? Hang on a sec. Can you guys still hear me? Will you show it to the, make a comment in the comments box so I can know that you can still hear me and see me, because I just got an alert on my phone. Okay, good. Okay, so you're going to have these. The names and emails allows you to communicate with them. Even if Facebook goes away, you still have a way to stay in touch with people. And as I recommend Facebook, but you might grow out to other social medias. Then you have a name and email that you're capturing. Name and email. Okay, that's the back end where I'm going to show you how to continue to build relationship with those people. Okay, so let me walk you through what to do on Weebly. Let's see here. Full screen. Okay. So this is Ingrid. She chose a Weebly theme, okay? When we create your Facebook banner, look, this is the same banner that she's using on Facebook. You can upload it right here to your website. So go to Weebly, and this is, it's, you know, again, what I would suggest is use the replicated site from your company if you want to. That's baby step one. or baby step 110 would be using your Facebook business page. Baby step 2, the replicated site from your company. From my experience, some of those are not powerful because they do not capture the name and email. They do not allow you to brand yourself as powerfully, and you end up just looking like everybody else. And it has even people reach out to somebody else in the company rather than to you. They want to work with you. They want the transformation you offer. You can put pictures of your company on there. You can put the products that you represent. All that is fine, but you want this built around the story of you. Okay? So it's really easy. Sign up with your Facebook, or you can set up a website. Okay, I already have one, so I'm going to show you what you can do. Look, I have so many websites I've set up. I use Weebly all the time. I mean, I had a business. This is where I'm going to show you how you automate your business for your team as well. Is using this Weebly website. So you can add a site. And you select a theme. There's so many themes on here. We're not going to build out multiple pages. We're just going to pick out a domain that you like. Look at how beautiful these templates are. Okay? Come through here, pick out a template. Pick out, for instance, you can choose this, right? You can choose any one of these and just upload the picture. Upload the picture that we have created for you. You can see all the different options that are here. I recommend using one of these right here that allows you to create a horizontal banner with the banner that you're going to be using for Facebook. That's the same thing. You do not have to have all these pages, store, blog, about, contact. You can set up one page, 2 pages at the most. Just a very, very streamlined. What you want is a place to tell your story and a way for them to be in contact with you, okay? You can even choose your color scheme so they're in alignment with what you desire. And you're going to, again, back to Ingrid's example, have the picture of you. These are the most important parts. Have your story and have a way for them to reach out to you. Now, a more advanced level down the road, this is not baby steps, this is more advanced, is like what I do. Anybody who comes for to, and I would do this even if I was building in the field, okay? Here's my Connect with Vanessa. It's a strategy form. It allows them to ask some questions. When they press submit, it takes them to automatically book on my calendar. You can build this in even with Weebly. When they press submit, if they press submit right here on Ingrid's page, they could go directly to her calendar. I don't recommend you do this right away. I mean, for right now, make it as easy as possible for people to reach out to you. Every single thing you post on Facebook that has something related to your business or what you can do, and I recommend that you're giving content, you're giving away free stuff, but you have it include your web domain. You have a way that they can reach out to you. Okay? And this is a way where whenever they fill out, I mean, many of you who are on this call, you went through this experience with me, you press submit. So the advanced level would be to then open up a Timetrade account. Timetrade allows whenever it's like, I don't know, $59 for a year. So you don't have to invest in this right now. Make it as easy as possible for people to reach out to you. But you could set it up so when they press submit, it goes straight to your calendar and it syncs up with your Google Calendar and allows them to book an appointment with you. I use Timetrade for everything. It's on the bottom of my email. Speaking of the bottom of your email, clean that up. I've gotten emails from people. It is not cleaned up. Always include your name, your phone number, your domain name, your email address. Even though the email is coming from you, still include your email on it and include your phone number. Include all of those pieces on the signature of your email, do it on your desktop, and do it as the signature on your phone, okay? Without exception, you are a business owner. You want to make it as easy as possible for people to connect with you. And if you've ever received an email from me, you know at the bottom of the email, you're going to have a link to my calendar. And that's what I use. I use Timetrade because I have so many people reaching out to me. I don't like to go back and forth with appointments. I just like it so they can get immediately onto my calendar. So that is a powerful way that you can use it. So select one of these. You can play around with it. All right, look here. I mean, you'd play around with this, the different options. I want you to keep as clean as possible. I want you to include your story. If you have a before and after that goes with your product, include that. Include any powerful before and afters, especially if you're representing a weight loss or a skincare line that shows demonstrable results that you personally have gotten. Include that. I would even include that on your Facebook banner because people want results. And when they're your results, it's going to cause them to reach out to you even more powerfully. So look at all these beautiful examples that you get on here. Go on there, or like I said, the website that you can get really cheap resources for any pieces of this, whether it's your banner design. These are not who I use. Honestly, I have my own go-to people for my design work that I use, but Fiverr is a great resource that you can type in there, you know, that they can set up your website for you. You can look up if somebody does Weebly. I mean, these are $5 charges for things. And these, you know, sometimes they're hit or miss on the quality. Always look for a lot of stars. Look for people who have who are top rated or who are level two. That's what I always look for. I look for people who have lots of reviews, lots of people are in the queue. But I use Fiverr. You can also use Odesk is another resource of where you can find talent to create things for you. Get a freelancer, set up a job. If you don't want to do it yourself, Elance is another one. Okay, or if you're looking for specific people, you're like, Vanessa, I don't have the time to do this myself. Who do you recommend? Reach out to me. I'll give you my exact people that I use and resources that are available to you. But I'm telling you, Ingrid did this herself. It was super easy, super, super simple. So what we would do is do that for you. So make certain, going back to what we talked about earlier, is oh, where is it? Your story, your purpose story, and what it is that inspires others to connect with you. I recommend, if you're not certain what that is and how you're going to position yourself in the market, connect with somebody who is in this group. Connect with somebody who's in this group and tell your story to them, and have that person listen for where are the parts of it that stick out the most. Where are the parts that have the most emotional impact? What are the parts that have people connect the most to who you are? And getting somebody else's feedback on that is very, very powerful. And that's the element that you're going to bring to the forefront. You're already doing this, likely in opportunity meetings. But instead, now you're just bringing it to the forefront of the way that you're marketing yourself. You're marketing yourself, especially if you have a hero story, something that you have overcome. That is one of the most powerful stories. What have you overcome, and how can you share that story so that others can connect with you, and you're going to invite them to hear your story, and on your story, you're going to give them tips. I hosted Ingrid on a call. Someone else can host you on a call. You're going to host yourself on one of these calls where you're going to launch your business, tell them what you're doing and why you're doing it. You're going to share your story. You're going to share tips for how they can do the same thing, the same transformation in their life. I'm talking about one, two, or three tips, and you're going to make an invitation for them to reach out to you. You're going to make an invitation for them to have a strategy session with you. And that strategy session is where you're going to have the conversations where you're going to serve them in that, what do they want differently in their life? You're getting a better idea of the pain island and pleasure island. What do they want to create and get into pleasure island? And you're making an invitation for them to work with you further. through your company, through being a part of your team. This works. This works really powerfully. All right. Let me see if there's anything else. Oh, as far as for your list management, this is on the Weebly site. Right here, they will keep your name and email. They'll keep the list. You'll get a copy of this. And, you know, you can keep up with it yourself for a while. I think I forget. Gmail lets you email up to maybe 50, 200 names. I don't remember what the cutoff is. But your next step in really setting yourself up as a business is you having an email management system like MailChimp. It's free. You can capture names, I think up to 2,000 for free. And then I recommend, you know, you step it up. And that's when you might be paying for a resource. I recommend SendPepper. That allows you to build out it more robust and some of your team support down the road. But that is a paid service. That's how I send out emails to you guys. But it allows me to segment. When I was in the field, I would segment who are customers and who are prospects and who is my team. And I had emails going out to each one individually. I would send out, if it was something that, one of the ways that we'll talk later on about automating the training for your team and supporting your team is how do you get those emails sent out to your entire team on your behalf so you're not having to go and sit in front of your computer and be sending out emails and all of that drain of time that takes to do to send emails to your team. You can automate that, but the ways to do that is through an email management system. So at this time, I'm going to take us off of the slides. Let's see here. There we go. Take us off of the slides and go to Q&A. And let me just take a look here at, you know, feel free to type in a question, what your question may be, what related to this. Yay, I can see everyone can hear me. But what questions do you have related to this specifically? Oh, you can also type it in into the Google Hangout. There's another place. It looks like you can type it in there. The first recommendation for storing emails is that you can store it straight into Weebly. They will keep it there for you. The second one is MailChimp. That's a free email service. And lastly, the SendPepper for a paid email service. What other questions do you have? Yes, there's lots of information. You're going to get all the slides. You're going to get all of the checklists and worksheets related to this so that you can make certain that you have all of this entire roadmap set up for yourself. So here's what you need to do next, okay? Because if you have not done so already, make sure you have your transformation statement. Make sure that you have your transformation statement and your domain set up, Okay, I several of you have sent me your photos for your banner, those of you who got it as a bonus, but I cannot get your banner set up until I have your transformation statement and I know what your domain name is. And then your title, if you want that included. Then what you're going to do is, once that gets, in the meantime, you can be setting up your Weebly or your website where you're going to have that set up. So then whenever you get your banner back from me, you're almost ready to go. You're going to set up the banner. Once people see that and you set up the description on your Facebook fan page to include your web domain, be prepared. People are going to click on it. So that's why I recommend having your website set up. The next is, pick a date of your launch. When are you going to tell your story? I want to know when you're going to tell your story. And particularly right now, going into the holidays, is there a way that you can include the stress or something, a pain, pain island to pleasure island? Remember, that's the entire way we talk around here, because you're helping to transform their life, to get into pleasure island. What was a pain that maybe was associated with a holiday that you can tie in as you're sharing your story? This is not the only time you're going to do it, and you're going to get better and better and better. Just doing it, getting your story out there, getting feedback on how your story can be more powerful is going to make you stronger and better in this. You're going to invite people. Okay, you say, invite my friends to my webpage or fan page. Most people already know what I do. By changing my banner and story, do you think that some will have a better interest? Absolutely. Absolutely they will. Because now you're tying in, you're going to invite them to your story, and you're going to say, you know, hear how I went from, like, I'm not sure, but I think this might be you, Joanna. Hear how I went from being completely phobic to now being able to come out of my shell and live and create a life that I want. And you're going to share more of the personal elements of your story that you may not have had in the past. This is not just representing your company and your products. This is representing you. This is a really, this is a real intimate time when you get to share about yourself. And you're going to keep putting that out there. You're going to keep just creating this stir where people are going to be like, what's she up to over there? And you can reach out to others. We'll talk about that strategy on Facebook. But for now, this is creating that attraction that's tied to what are you up to? Positioning yourself in the marketplace and branding yourself will have people reach out to you. We had one gal who didn't even do it right, quote unquote, because she didn't have the entire checklist of stuff that I recommend. And what she had, all she did was change out her, built a business page instead of just saying independent consultant for blank company and having it go to her company page. She now set up her personal page, and she still put her company name on there, independent consultant for her company, her name and independent consultant for them, and put up a banner that was the banner of what her company's image looked like, and still had somebody reach out to her by inviting friends to that. So you will have people reaching out to you. Start continuing to put out messages out there of service, in line with the transformation that they would have if they worked with you. So Joanna, anything about overcoming fear, put those kinds of slides up, those kinds of quotes up, and it's tying into people overcoming that and tying into your story that you're going to invite them to. For someone who's new in this arena, online, Facebook tips to get into faster. Sometimes I feel overwhelmed with things I don't know. Baby steps. Baby steps. The entire checklist that you're going to get on the website is going to have what are the baby steps that you need to do. Just the baby steps. Yes, absolutely. Okay, so a good question came up, which is, if somebody is not on Facebook and you know that you could serve them, Remember, okay, the baby steps that I recommended for telling your story. The first baby step is do it via a call. Freeconferencecalling.com is the service that I recommend. Freeconferencecalling.com. Tell your story. Make it a launch of your business. So you're still going to do an invitation for people to come to it. And you're going to invite them to this call. And this call will allow people who are not on Facebook to listen in. You're going to record the call. So someone like her, let's just say Jo, I think that might have been you, Joanna. Someone like her who was not able to make it to the call, you can send her the link via email. You can send her a CD. Again, all of this is designed to take people around the baseball diamond to, I do not set up coffee shop appointments or drive across town or get a sitter for my kids to talk to somebody about my business unless they've had multiple exposures. And they're basically at the point where we're talking about how could this work for them. I did everything from home or from launching parties. Launching parties in the way that it was a business launch where we invited everybody to come and see what I was doing and why, and come and try out the products, or I did it for people on my team. Here at the holidays, everyone on your team who is a serious business builder, you can relaunch them by tapping into their purpose in a bigger way and say, you know what, let's bring that to the forefront and launch your business with that. So you're sharing that story. And you can show them these things that you're doing, and they can set up their own business page if you want. But at a minimum, what this is all doing is bringing that to the forefront. And you're just creating events. You're creating little mini events that you can invite people to where they're curious, they can get information. Other, you're just breaking the pattern of what you're doing already, right? We already know if you stayed on the continued path that you were on, the kinds of results that you were getting. This is adding a different dimension of ways that people can interact with you, a different dimension of people reaching out to you. You could put up photos of the trips that you're earning or working towards. You can put up photos of your team on Facebook. Celebrate the successes of people in your downline, people on your sideline, people upline, but don't just forward them. Download the photo, upload it yourself, tag them and say, I'm so proud of my business partner, so and so, for earning the trip to wherever. I'm so proud of my team member, so and so, for achieving their rank, whatever it was. Like, but start celebrating people so they see, like, oh, there's a stir. What's going on over there? And it's not just forwarding other people's stuff. This is your own content. You're creating it on your business page and you're tagging yourself personally. Or you can forward it from yourself personally. But this increases right now. Facebook is only letting 16% of the people see your posts and tags. But this is why having a business page and then you doing it yourself, being tagged on your personal page, gets it exposed to more people. Just look at this as a pond where you can go fishing to find more people. And this is the simplest, most magnetic way to do it. But keep up with what are you doing on your worksheet, on your worksheet. This is supplementing other people that you may be talking to already. This is supplementing until we get this so fine-tuned for you that you have an endless stream of people that are coming to your list. You can at any point decide to launch something. And we'll get into those strategies later on in the program, but this is how I did it in my network marketing business, how I do it in my coaching business. Anytime I want to have more conversations and more bookings, I just do a launch. I just do a mini launch of something that's exciting where I can offer free content, a call, a live event, a Google Hangout training. Okay, so one of the questions is, this is what I recommend, okay, with managing your month and hitting your numbers. With managing your numbers, I looked at everybody as how many people can I get into the funnel as quickly as possible? Okay? You're getting people into the funnel as quickly as possible. You're getting people that are on your list. You want to have, I still managed and kept a list of people that were anybody that I would love to do business with. And so that I never felt empty. I never felt empty of prospects and people I could talk to. There's an endless supply of people. But look at it as who can you serve? How are your conversations going? How are you coming from a place of connection with people? And so you're making those invitations based on hearing how you can serve someone. You're making an invitation for them to have a conversation with them where you can serve them. You must, it's all about keeping your list of people in your funnel as full as possible, and it makes you not be attached to the outcome of any single person. So I used to do a lot of calls at the beginning of the month when on my list, and in addition to the Facebook strategy. I used to do a lot of calls so that I could be keeping them through the funnel. So right now, for instance, we're right here in the middle of the month, and I would set an event of when you're going to do your next call that you can invite people to that. When are you going to do a call where you're going to share your story? You can test this out for yourself. Okay? Test this out with a freeconferencecalling.com, or if you're doing a live event, you have enough people in your area where you can invite them live, invite them. But I want you to tell your story so you have a new point of connection where people are connecting and talking to you. What else? Oh, just to make clarification, do I invite her to check out my site? No. Invite her to the event. Invite her to the call. Invite her to that launch event. That's where you're going to be sharing your story. Do it online so you can invite people. If you're doing it in person, that's a supplement. Do it that way as well. I love all the questions. It's fine. What other questions? Video conferencing. Okay. I recommend Google Hangouts as the cheapest. Like, there's other options out there. GoToWebinar, Instant Teleseminar. There's other options in the market. The cheapest are free. Freeconferencecalling.com is the best phone service I have found because you can manage things on the back end. You can make it available via phone call or an MP3 download. You can put it on your Weebly site after you're done. The other option is doing a live Google Hangout like we do. When you do those live Google Hangouts, those have a recording. When you broadcast them, they record them automatically to YouTube, and then you can put that recording on your Weebly site. One of the comments was made that I'm having two events. I always did two events. Sometimes I did three events because if someone couldn't make it to one, they got it to the next one. I gave them several options, and even if they couldn't, if they missed it, I had a list of people I was inviting. If they missed it, I followed up with them and said, I want to get together with you to fill you in on what you missed. We had a wonderful time. Would you be open? and book a phone call where you can connect with them and fill it in. It's always connecting to what do you know about them? What's their pain? But this is awesome. Awesome. You can say, I recommend you hit them up every single way that you can. You hit them up via Facebook invite, via an event invite, via evite.com, via a paper mailer if you wanted to, but you're sending out invitations for this. You're launching your business in as many ways as you can. Flyers are fine. Flyers are fine, but I really recommend it being on sending it like in an envelope to them. It just gives them something tangible that's in their hands. It's, you know, written in your name, in your handwriting on the cover of it versus just handing them a flyer. Sometimes if someone's just handed a flyer, they don't feel like it's a personalized invitation. But it just gets the stir. It gets people, it plants the seed so that you can go back and water and do the multiple exposures to them. But that first seed is the invite. Everyone who is on your list, who you're also friends with, send them a personal message in Facebook and say, you know what, I want to personally invite you to this that I'm doing on November 27th. I'm launching my business. I've tapped into my purpose in a deeper way. I want to personally invite you. You'll be getting an invite via Facebook, but sometimes people don't know how those things work. So send them a personal invitation. Say, it would mean the world to me to have you on there. Or it would mean the world to have you at this event that I'm doing at my house. But you make those personalized invitations. When you have this new activity taking place on your Facebook, you're going to have those people engage. They're going to see it. Don't count on everybody seeing it. Like I said, only a certain percentage see it. But it allows you to start getting some new stir out there. People are like, okay, what is going on? What is going on? Who in your own downline can you help launch? Who in your own downline can you hear their story, tell them what you've tapped into for yourself, and who can you hear in your downline and say, you know what, let's launch you in a powerful way. Like you heard the story of Ingrid, she shared her breakthrough session of where she tapped into that in a deeper way, and it created excitement in her downline of a couple people like, oh my gosh, I can see that for myself. Oh, okay, great clarification. I always hear about speaking on the phone is the best way to invite, so now I'm confused. Laugh out loud. Look, people, again, you want to increase your touch points with people. Inviting on the phone, I have found inviting on the phone is a powerful supplement to them also getting an invitation another way, as many ways as possible. Email, in person, or on the phone. But you'll find, even if you call someone, calling someone is the most powerful. That's how you're going to get the most people at your event, on any event. But you're going to be, when they receive an invitation by email, or they receive an invitation in the mail, or they receive an invitation via Facebook, it plants a seed like, huh, that's interesting, what's going on there? And so whenever you call them to follow up, it's another touch point. It just makes it even stronger. As we have said and learned before, 80% of the people have, most of the sales take place after multiple exposures. These are exposure points for you. What other questions do you have? Any other questions? The biggest thing that you're going to offer, this is, I mean, I want to reiterate this point, is that you're not just, whenever you start putting stuff out there and you start doing, you might be doing some calls and things like this, where you're putting out little things of value on your Facebook or you're sending it out, you're creating value. Like for instance, you, Joanne, I know you're on the call, you can create things of value connected to the points of about things that you know with regard to the work that you do, put those things of value. Everyone knows who have known you over time that you're an esthetician, that you've had your own place. So put things like going into the winter season, these are things that you need to know about and taking care of your skin. These are the ingredients you want to look for, things that are of value to people, that serve people. One of you have a weight loss business. Start putting out how put out tips. How can you not gain weight as you're going into the holidays? Put out statistics of how people gain weight during the holidays and how they can actually maintain or lose between now and January. The training for the other aspects of my new journey. Do I wait to launch my site until after this is done? We're going to have a call on Tuesday, I believe is our next call, so we can go over that specifically if you want for you, Giselle. But this is what I would recommend. Set up your Weebly site. You think you already have that. You have your story. Have this where they can have a breakthrough session with you. And then we're going to do your branding. And your brand, you can set up the invitation. You can set up the date for when you're going to do your launch. And if you want to do it via call, set up a free conference call, or you might have your own phone service. Set that up, or a Google Hangout, and just say it'll be a Google Hangout invitation, and you can put that on there. But set that up. Just put in a date and put a date on the calendar. And you will tie in the pieces of your story and what you went through with your daughter and how that ties into why you've chosen the company that you've chosen, why you're doing what you're doing, why it helps you to serve people in that way because it's something that's so important to you. That's how you tie the two of them together. What other questions do you have? Okay, well, if there aren't any other questions, then be on the lookout. You're going to see these checklist items on the training section of the website. Print them. Print it out. Make sure you've checked through every piece of it and have your pieces in place so that we can get your new purpose-driven business, your purpose-driven brand launched and start creating a stir for you going into the holidays. And keep in mind, I mean, all of this is to serve people. Keep in mind, where are they at? Where are they at? How can you serve them? If you want to host a holiday event and you want to have somebody host on your behalf, make it about them. How can it be fun for them? How can they earn free products? How can they? Those are all things that are related to that. Yes, absolutely. This recording will be available. The recording is available immediately via my YouTube link. I can send it to you, but Amy will set this up, and then it'll be later today. She'll have this set up where you'll have access to the video recording, as well as the slides, as well as all the checklists that I reference in the slides, so that you can have it right there in print format and walk through this in conjunction with the training. Anything else is before we wrap up? All right. Well, if there aren't any other questions, it's my pleasure to serve you. Feel free, if there's any clarification you need as you're going through these, reach out to us, and we will be having our next training call coming up that you'll get notification of, and we have a special bonus that I'll be announcing as well related to that, so that you can really, really well, I'll tell you about it on our next call. But thank you guys. Have a blessed day, and we'll be talking soon.